Welcome to this edition of A Yarn That Could Save a Life. This series of radio plays looks at the very important issue of organ and tissue donation. This is something we should all learn more about so that we can make a decision about donation and then share that decision with our family and friends. Here's the story so far. Brian's made a decision and he wants to be an organ and tissue donor. So he's registered his decision on the Australian Organ Donor Register. He's also let all of his family know, including his daughter Natasha, who wasn't that keen on the whole idea at first. They're having a yarn with Uncle Reggie, who's just moved back into the community after a successful kidney transplant a year ago.
You're right there, Reggie. We've been walking a while now. Why don't we sit down?
Okay. No worries, I could walk all day though. It's nice to be able to. For a while there, I was pretty sick. I couldn't get out much.
Yeah, I remember when you went down to the hospital, but that was years ago.
Yeah, I was pretty sick, and they said my kidney was only working about 40% as well as it should, so they had to move me to the city to get some treatment, which meant being hooked up to one of those dialysis machines every day.
That must have been hard.
Yeah, it was. I missed this place a lot, and I found the hospital visits a bit hard, but the main problem was the wait. It's the same for a lot of people who need transplants.
What do you mean?
There's loads of people like me all around the country who need transplants for all sorts of things. Liver transplants, lung problems, heart. And they're hoping that a donated organ will become available. So what you're doing is spot on, Brian. You could end up helping a whole load of people you didn't even know. But believe me, they'll be grateful to you.
And you're looking pretty good these days, right, Uncle Reggie?
Oh, I reckon I always looked good. But seriously, yeah, I feel so much better. And being able to come back here and catch up with people like you, that's the best thing.
Hey, Dad, that was pretty cool, right? Talking to Uncle Reggie.
Yeah, he's looking pretty good now. And he seems really positive about everything.
I guess in a way he's been given a second chance at life, which makes me think.
Yeah, there's a first.
No, seriously. I reckon I'm going to become a donor too, just like you. I want to help some other people, people like Uncle Reggie.
Good on you, Tash. I reckon that's a great decision.
And I agree with you, Brian. That's a great thing for Tash to decide. One day she could transform the lives of 10 or more people by becoming an organ and tissue donor, but like everyone else, there's some important things she'll need to do now that she's decided to become a donor. Firstly, she'll need to register her decision on the Australian Organ Donor Register. And most importantly, she'll need to have a yarn with all her loved ones. In Australia, the family of every potential donor is always asked to confirm the donation decision of their loved one before organ and tissue donation can proceed. So why not take the time today and have the yarn that saves lives and let your loved one know of your organ and tissue donation decision. This project is sponsored by the Organ and Tissue Authority.